Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. And for those of you that maybe have missed or tuned in late, this is Kelly, the firstborn. And this is my only begotten son. And the name lies with his son, Jonathan. So we pray for Jonathan to have a boy. BVOV Testimonies. We watch you on Dish Channel 265 every Sunday and get so much word from you, exclamation point. I'm seeing spiritual growth and receiving answers to prayers. I've had financial increase in my retirement benefits, an old car battery replaced at a discount, and was blessed with new license plate covers since the old ones were crumbling apart. I'm so thankful for even the small blessing. CS in Hawaii. Wow. Praise God.
I love
yes.
the gratitude.
I do too.
In that.
And, Kelly was talking about getting things started. It is extremely important. Started. He's talking about battery for his car. I'm talking about batteries in an airplane. Yesterday, Gloria and I flew down to South Texas. Now, she learned to fly in a Cessna 172. And so the plan was I was to fly down and she was going to fly back. And as I said, there's a P lead, which just simply means that when it's connected, then it'll continue to charge the battery. And getting things started. I have never done this again from this day until now. I check that P lead anytime I'm in a piston airplane. Nothing happened.
You were in the cockpit.
Yes, nothing happened. I thought, oh no, I know what it is. So I said, Gloria Jean, let's set the brakes. Well, I set the brakes and then got out of the airplane. I said, now then, just hold it there. And I just very carefully moved that propeller. Standing in front of a small airplane like that, it needs to go to the left. I very carefully moved that thing to get it started. I said, all right, now, Gloria. I said, just hold it just a second. I pumped it a little bit like this to get it set. I said, okay, contact. Now, you've seen this in movies and all that stuff. That's what? Turn the switch on. Give me some heat. Give me some fire here. Man, I jumped out of the way of that thing. And it's sitting there running me in the face.
That sounds scary.
And I walked around there and I said, sweetie, I think I better fly. She said, I think you better too. And I did. And here's what the reason I wanted to say this. I got back in the airplane. The thing's running and flying home. And I heard it in my spirit. Why weren't you afraid? You almost got killed. I said, devil, I didn't almost get killed. There's no reason to be afraid. And he just went on and on. I said, why don't you just shut your mouth? And I thought back, you know, I really wasn't afraid. I knew why I did it. And it's my fault because I didn't switch on and switch off. Now, with jets, you don't run into that. In piston airplanes, you do. And I knew it couldn't have been a run-down battery because it just started the thing in Fort Worth. It wasn't all that far down there. I knew what was the matter. Do you know that has never, ever, until this day, happened to me again? No. Every time I taxi in the Bonanza, boom, I taxi in the Barium, see that it'll kill the engines. That means the P-Lead's connected. That's part of the inspections on the airplane. I expect it was just hanging by a thread, and it broke on the way down there. Had to have been. My point in this, whatever you're going to start, you better start it by faith.
Amen.
Now, the book of Psalms, the book of the Psalms, how does it begin? Blessed. And you notice it is all in caps. Blessed is a man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now, this is our 50-year study Bible. Kenneth Copeland, Word of Faith Study Bible, 50 years of ministry. So this Bible produced 8 years ago.
Modern English version.
Yes, MIB, MEB. So, now read this. Yeah, I want you to read.
So this is the commentary.
Read
the psalm.
And then John read the commentary.
Oh, okay. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
We're back to meditating day and night. So, John, read that commentary on the psalm. Most people don't know this.
Some of the most beautiful poetry ever written is found in the book of Psalms. No wonder believers throughout the ages have turned to this powerful collection of inspired writings for wisdom, understanding, and especially comfort. Psalms was written over a span of many centuries, with the earliest Psalm 90 by Moses and the latest, probably Psalm 137, during the time of captivity in Babylon. They were compiled into the present form by Jewish scribes shortly after the captivity ended in about 537 BC. Many authors contributed these timeless and inspired writings. Why are you making me read all this? Many authors contributed to these timeless and inspired writings.
Well, that's the point.
Mm-hmm. King David is associated with 73 of them. Other writers include Asaph, Solomon, Moses, and the sons of Korah. Originally,
many centuries. You know what they were doing? Singing their history.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. By singing their history, every Jewish child grew up knowing the history of our nation. Oh.
It was a way to pass it down from...
Yes.
From century to century.
And the Bible said he chose Abraham because he'd teach his children.
Yeah.
So what do we have? My country 'tis of thee. That came out of England. Mm-hmm. Our forefathers. And brought it down into the United States. So my reason for this is the book of Psalms is the history of the Jewish people. They sang their history so that the children would learn to sing it, and the children's children would learn to sing it, and they're singing them today.
Yeah.
The commentary, in this case, that's the 50-year commentary Bible. And, I mean, it's available. Now, blessed is the man. Blessed.
Amen.
Blessed. And it was in all caps. It usually is. It is in Psalm 1. He sits in the heavens and shall laugh, and the Lord shall break their bands asunder. He sitteth in the heavens and shall laugh. Then the Lord shall bring them to derision. The Lord says, ha, 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 ha. Those are my people, devil. And you know it and I know it. So why don't you just shut your mouth? He just sits in the heavens and laughs. Well, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we just sit up and say, ha, 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 ha. God laughed at the whole thing. Because he knows the beginning from the end. So, God in creation, we saw that in Genesis 1:22. Let us make man, Genesis 1:28. The first word any human ever heard was, be blessed. Now, let's go back to the book of Deuteronomy.
You know, talking about that airplane, back to your airplane prop, you should just be able to get in the airplane and engage.
Yes.
Not get back out, not
That's
get
right.
into the...
And That's the point.
I think he's already set these things in motion. It's already hooked up, turned on, connected to the P-something. The P-what?
P-lead.
P-lead. It's already done. And so what we read here is already, we just have to
just call it the problem, Kelly.
The problem.
Yes. Well, and John knows how to fly as well. And you know what the problem is with me? It was on the checklist. It was on the checklist. And I didn't check it.
Yeah, I bet I know why. I mean, just to break it down, this is how our brains work. This is mom's flying. Maybe you were thinking about her.
Maybe no, I was thinking about flying that airplane. I'm professional and I didn't do the checklist.
I bet you didn't do that either after that. You learned your lesson.
I read the checklist and didn't do it.
Mm.
That's the point.
You assumed it was done.
I read it and didn't do it. Mm. This is your checklist.
Yes.
You better
That's
read
good.
It and do it.
Yes.
What did James say? Be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. A doer. Act on it.
Yeah.
Act on the word.
Engage.
Act on your checklist. And so, now, let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. And... We won't turn there, but just to set it up in the 27th chapter. And Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke, this day you become, be the people of the Lord. They had just come out of Egypt, as we've talked about before. Moses and the priests, and on Mount Gerizim, and Mount Ebal, Gerizim is the blessing mountain, Ebal is the cursed mountain. And so, and cursed is this and blessed is that and so forth and so on. And you got a million people on one side and a million on the other. And they are learning their covenant with God again because they've come out of Egypt. I mean, they had to eat anything that lived to, just to stay alive. But God had to restore them. That's the reason the food laws are in the book of Leviticus. So, anyway, 28, chapter 28. It shall come to pass. Say, it'll come to pass.
It'll come to pass.
If you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments, which I command this day, Romans 13:9, Galatians 5:14, John 13:12 is my notes on that. All these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you'll listen. Gloria said, hear, Ken. Okay, I'm hearing. She's the one who did that, so I picked it up. Under the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Blessed shall be the fruit of your ground. Blessed shall be the your cattle. Now, hand me this one. Thank you.
Is that the Amplified?
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Okay.
Unless you're looking for your notes.
I want to settle this with the word kind.
Okay. It says, blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your beasts. I like the way it's still talking about fruit. The increase of your cattle and the young of your flock.
K-I-N-E, not K-I-N-D.
That's right.
Increase. So what does this mean? To a farmer, this is his tractors, Amen. Whatever kind of business you're in, if you're a preacher and you're blessed and you need to build a bigger church, that's where you go right there. Yeah. Yes. And I'm ministering spirits. I need the money to do this here. And so Hebrews 1:14, are you not all ministering spirits sent to minister for those that are the heirs of salvation? Amen. So the angels are involved. And David got the angels involved when he killed Goliath. I come to you in the Lord of hosts.
The Amplified makes it about fruit and increase. Yes. Whatever brings fruit or should bring fruit and should bring increase.
Now, blessed shall you be when you come in and blessed shall you be when you go out. Blessed shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee one way and smitten before your face, and you come out against thee one way and they'll flee before you seven. The Lord, Jehovah, shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand unto, and he shall bless you in the land. Oh. Bless you. That's what the Lord got to me in the first place. He said, I want you to look this up from Genesis forward and see what I blessed and how I did it.
Yes.
Bless, 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 bless. Yes. The Lord shall establish you in a holy people unto himself, and the people of the earth, and the Lord will make you plenteous in goods, the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your ground, and the land of the Lord will Father giveth thee, and open unto you the good treasure of heaven to give rain. Glory to God. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be the head and not you'll not borrow and lend. You'll be the head and not the tail, not beneath, if you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God that I command thee this day. And you'll not go aside from them the words which I command thee this day, but it shall come to pass you'll be cursed if you don't.
That's it.
Now,
that's usually where we stop.
Yeah.
Because that's the good part.
That's the good part.
It's the rest of it is pretty bad.
Right. But then you go to, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Yeah. This is important to know what you're redeemed from as to what you have.
John's in business, the real estate business. And then on the other hand, he personally worked for me, but I want him to talk about his business adventures and Kelly, because there are certain investments that can be made and some of them are not good and some of them are good and so forth and so on. But what does this mean in your faith life and in your business life to you, to both of you? In the way this works. So,
well, I would say I've learned a lot of things that don't make money. Right? I've learned some that do make money. And I would think for me, one that scripture, that chapter stood out to me the most was when I was ranching.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is like, if you're a rancher or a farmer, but really for anybody, but that was the era they were in, right? They were ranchers and farmers.
They were agriculture.
And so that paragraph was like, that was my daily things. Cause I do have cattle out there, you know, I've got horses out there. I've got crops out there. And it was like that. I stood on that, especially because it was so relative to the business, but it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, ranching or a real estate business or making widgets or whatever you're doing or in ministry, all of those things are still relevant, but just because they're talking more from a standpoint of ranching, farming, you know, you're blessed in your employees. You're blessed with your customers. That's your field. You know, your customers are your field. If you're a realtor, then your customers, your clients, that's your field. You're blessed in your field. If you're a realtor and you're going to work a certain area, farming, you're going to farm that area. That's your area that you become the expert in. And so that's your field. You know, if you're a realtor and you're out there, claim that field. It's blessed, you know, and you're in, and so it relates to every business, but it also relates to our individual lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're all not everybody. I guess there's trust fund babies out there that don't have to do anything. But for the most part, all of you have to work, right, and earn a living in some way or in ministry or whatever it is. We have to stand on this. Yeah. If you deal with people, you have to stand on this. Because one of those scriptures where your enemies will be come at you one way and flee before you seven.
Come on now.
You know, and I have had was a partner in a drug and alcohol treatment center in Florida, and it's amazing how much people want to sue you for trying to help people. You know, this ministry gets sued. You know, somebody's in a healing line and they fall over. And I can remember a specific case, mom's healing school, and a lady had got hands laid on her, ushers laid her down. The next person fell on top of them and she hurt her wrist. So she sued the ministry, you know.
To get healed. Oh, that work.
Because the other person fell on her, you know. And it's like, so when that happens, you know, it's like your enemies come at you one way and flee before you seven.
Yeah.
But if we need that coming out our mouths,
yeah.
Right? And we need it before the enemies come at us. You know, it needs to be like this right here is, I have this these scriptures, and then I have a set of other scriptures that I have that I audibly read out loud. And it's like, this needs to come out your mouth. And you need to stand on it just like you would, you know, like a tool, because it's God's tool for you. This is the blessing. You know, and then if you go under the curse and see what you are redeemed from, you're like, thank God. I definitely want this one, because the curse, just as much as this is a blessing, that curse, and people are living in that curse on a daily basis because they don't know God. And even a lot of people that do know God are still living in it because they don't understand, or they've been taught wrong about the blessing and the value of the blessing, and that blessing is yours.
It's not preached. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. So what book of the First Covenant is that in? Thank you. So go back and read it. The priests were not preaching it. And the prophet said, essentially, it's going to come on you because you're not letting them know about it. So everything in this side of the book was said for this side of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because it had once a prophet, I said this many times, once the Almighty God appointed a prophet, then he put his words in his mouth.
Yes.
And Nehemiah became the weeping prophet because God was crying over his people. And he heard that and he wept before him. So all of it had to be said to get over here.
Mm-hmm.
As it is written, as it is written, as it is written. And of course I do this one every morning just for the sake of it. I go through Isaiah. When Jesus came in, he fulfilled that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Amen. And we're out of time. We'll be back in a little bit.
When there are obstacles that seem insurmountable and nothing seems to be going right, God already made a way to empower you to succeed. In his book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich, and He Adds No Sorrow With It, Kenneth Copeland reveals God's original design was for you to thrive. He always intended for you to live enriched and whole in every area, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. Jesus gave you the authority to rule and empowers you by the Holy Spirit to succeed. He set you free from the law of sin and death. You were created in God's image, called to live in His victory. Fear, lack, and confusion have no hold when you're living in the blessing. Jesus connects you to the blessing, and your faith receives it. Develop your faith and let God's love drive fear out. Step into the blessing of the Lord and accomplish God's will for your life. To get your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's book, The Blessing of the Lord Makes Rich and He Adds No Sorrow With It, go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. No matter where you are in the progress of your life as a Christian, learn more about God and His relationship with you as you dig deeper into the vital message of the blessing. This special offer is good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply.
This isn't just a school. It's the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
If you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? You ought to be loosed from that infirmity, bless God. You ought to be free. You ought to be debt free. You ought to be pain free, glory to God. You ought to be sick free.
Join us for the New Jersey Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Keith Butler, June 26th through the 28th. Register at kcm.org/NJ today.
Isn't it wonderful to have your children right in the middle of everything you're doing and over the years? And praise God. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth, Kelly, and John in that order, reminding you that God loves you and we love you. And Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Woo!
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.